Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Thanks again for listening to Five to Focus. You know, I started this podcast to be able to extend my ministry to encourage and equip people to stay centered on Jesus. And I really mean thank you for listening. You know, for the first time, just a couple days ago, I looked at the statistics for this podcast, and I found that it's reaching all over the world. After the U.S., more listeners have come next from the Netherlands, and then Japan, and France, and Germany, the Philippines, Pakistan, Israel, and even Indonesia. I could never reach that far physically, so thank you for being part of this, and I do hope it's helpful for you to pause from the busyness of your day and focus on Jesus. Well, today we're going to talk about the last of the four roles of Scripture that we see in 2 Timothy 3:16. We've already talked about how we need to let Scripture teach us, rebuke us, and correct us. And now the final role, Scripture will train you in righteousness. Notice that the first role of Scripture was to teach. The difference between teaching and training is that we are putting those lessons into continual practice so that we're pursuing the God-given goal of conforming to the image of Christ. We read that in Romans 8:29. We're making a practice of living Scripture. Now, we should point out the obvious. A Christian is to be growing in the knowledge and righteousness in their faith. There is a right way to live. And as we let Scripture teach us and rebuke us and then correct us, we are training in righteousness. We're letting that process work in our lives. We're letting God lead us according to His ways. And we know this from Psalm 145, 17. It says, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways and kind in all His works." Psalm 145, 17. Well, maybe you've heard the old adage that it takes 21 days to form a new habit. James Clear wrote about the history behind that, and I'll put a link in the show notes if you look at it there. You can find this article, but he talked about Dr. Maxwell Maltz. He was a plastic surgeon in the 1950s. When Dr. Maltz would perform an operation like a nose job, he found that it would take the patient about 21 days to get used to seeing their new face. Similarly, when a patient had an arm or a leg amputated, Maltz noted that the patient would sense a phantom limb for about 21 days before adjusting to the new situation. This prompted Maltz to think about his own adjustment period to changes and new behaviors, and he noticed that it also took himself about 21 days to form a new habit. Well, this led him to write that it requires a minimum of about 21 days for an old mental image to dissolve and a new one to gel. So in 1960, he published a book called Psycho-Cybernetics, and the book went on to sell more than 30 million copies. Well, newer research has come out that has studied a group of people on behavior change, and it noticed that it takes really more like 66 days for a new habit to form. Now, we should always view observations through a biblical lens, and we need to know this, that Jesus Christ can change a life in a moment. In a person, there will be some ungodly activities that change instantly, and other sinful activities in that person may take a little bit longer as they're being sanctified or made more like Christ. Our sanctification continues all of our lives until we're with Christ. So we need to know that even if you've heard, oh, it takes about 21 days to form a new habit, or if you've seen the new research, it says, oh, it'll be 66 days to form a new habit. If it's a righteous action, we can make the conscious decision in the power of Christ to do it now. We can train in righteousness now, and we don't have to wait whether 21 days or 66 days or anywhere in between. Through His Holy Spirit, who dwells in you if you believe, you'll have the power to change. You'll have the power to pursue righteousness. Another helpful passage for you today, as you're taking five to focus, is this. Let me read to you Colossians 2, 6 through 10. It says, "Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in Him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in Him who is the head of all rule and authority." So walk in Him today, rooted in Him, built up in Him. This comes from the training in righteousness that comes from Scripture. The Bible will teach you and it'll train you. Take Romans, for example. The first 11 chapters are full of teaching, and then the last five are full of instruction for living. In other words, putting that teaching into practice, or in other words, training in righteousness. Warren Wiersbe sums up the roles of Scriptures this way. He says it is what is right, what is not right, how to get right, and how to stay right. Teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Let Scripture be a steady part of your life and training. I'll talk with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.